Unit 14. Markets are fun. Today, I will talk about markets where you can have fun as well as get the best deals on unique vintage and antique items. Markets are held in many parts of Manhattan on weekends. One of my favorites is the flea market held in a large parking lot in the East Village. I become so fascinated rummaging through things in the stalls or just browsing that I forget about the time. You can get everything here. Vintage clothes, books, accessories, expensive silverware, and antique furniture at fairly reasonable prices. Last weekend, I was there with Angie. My first buy was an old coffee tin can, which cost me $5. Angie said, "If I were you, I would have bargained more, but I love the color." It must have been vivid red and blue when it was new, but now the color is faded and smoky. Angie has decorated her living room with a lamp and an old record jacket which she bought at the same flea market. Next, we visited Union Square Green Market. Plenty of fresh vegetables, fruits, herbs, dairy products, and flowers are put out on tables. These products are brought into Manhattan by farmers from neighboring New Jersey. We could feel autumn in the middle of New York just by looking at the heaps of apples in wooden boxes and beautiful wreaths made of straw and snake gourds. Since the weather was so lovely, we sat on a bench in the square and enjoyed homemade pumpkin pie and fresh grape juice as a late breakfast. Suddenly, an old memory came back to Angie. It was when she was here as a child and saw an unusual thing being sold. It was an Osage orange, which looked like a giant head of broccoli. When cut, the inside looked like a kiwi fruit, but she was surprised to hear it was not edible. Actually, it is an insect repellent. I heard that one summer in New York, killer mosquitoes scared the people to death. Osage oranges were cut in half and placed in many parts of Central Park to get rid of those mosquitoes. New York is getting colder these days. I wonder what the weather is like in Japan now.